And then there was one, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Recently, one of U.S. Stamp Collecting's two remaining newspapers was bought by the parent company of the other and shut down. That leaves Stamp Collecting with only one paper. The hand-wringers are saying it's a sign of the shrinking of stamp collecting and will mean a lack of competition for the survivor, Lynn Stamp News. I don't think so. It seems to me more a sign of the changes in media these days. More and more stamp collectors, more and more everybody, are getting their news from the internet. Even Lynn's, with its full-time staff, can't get the news to its readers any more often than once a week. Those stamp collectors need a news fix more frequently are getting it online. What a stamp newspaper can offer that the internet doesn't yet is depth and solid feature material. But there, Lynn still has competition from monthly magazines. Simply buying another newspaper isn't going to be enough. And that's Stamp Collecting this week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.